self-compassion. This is simply the application of compassion toward yourself, often with related feelings, such as a sense that many others have difficulties and pains like your own. Studies have shown that self-compassion lowers stress and self-criticism while increasing resilience and self-worth. Self-compassion is not feeling sorry for yourself or wallowing helplessly. If anything, it makes you stronger. Yet many people who find it easy to be compassionate toward others find it hard to be compassionate toward themselves. Before opening to self-compassion, it could help to prime the pump with the practice of feeling cared about, found at the beginning of this section, connection. Here is the heal practice for the experience of self-compassion. Have. Notice when you already have feelings of warmth, support, or compassion toward yourself. Also, create a sense of self-compassion by deliberately extending warmth and good wishes to yourself. Recognize some of the ways that you are hurting, burdened, or stressed, including over small matters. How would you feel toward a friend experiencing similar things? You'd probably feel sympathetic and caring, and wish that your friend did not suffer, no matter how subtly. Can you feel this way toward yourself? Enrich. Open to self-compassion and let it fill you. Help it last and become more intense. Notice any resistance to self-compassion and try to make room in your heart for it. In your mind or out loud, say compassionate things to yourself, such as, "I wish I felt better." "May this pain pass." You can be specific, such as saying to yourself, "May I find work soon," or "I will be loved again," or "I hope this chemotherapy goes well." Keep returning to self-compassion, not letting yourself get hijacked by upsets or pain. Embody this experience by placing a hand on your heart or cheek, or by patting your arm gently as you would that of a friend in need. Absorb. Feel self-compassion sinking into you, becoming a part of you, a resource inside wherever you go. Sense inside a growing warmth toward yourself and a sweetness, caring, and strength on your own behalf. As self-compassion sifts down into you, see if you can feel a growing ease and peace in your relationships. Link. Be aware of self-compassion alongside self-criticism, or other stress or pain, such as a headache, grievance, or loss. Imagine or sense that self-compassion is connecting with self-criticism, gently putting whatever happened in perspective, softening any harsh inner voices. Let knowing that many other people also have your faults ease any shame. Imagine that younger parts of you are receiving compassion, are taking in tender, sympathetic concern. Then, let go of any negative material and just feel self-compassion. A few times over the next hour, be aware of only neutral or positive material, such as self-compassion, while also bringing to mind a neutral trigger of self-criticism.